الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر الغاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر الحاسد إذا حسد وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم في حديث صحيح متفق عليه ولا تحاسدوا وكن عباد الله إخوانه وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إياكم الحسد إن الحسد يقل الحسنات كما تأكل النار حطب. We praise Allah the Almighty. We seek His protection and His forgiveness for His sins. We depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we believe in Him. We bear witness that there is nothing or no one worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's messenger, His abdu, His servant. My dear brothers and sisters, whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided. And whomever Allah allows to be misguided cannot be guided right. We ask Allah's blessing be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble family, upon his noble companions and the Muslims everywhere. My dear brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, Yom al-Jum'ah, this blessed day of gathering, I remind you to go up to the 113th chapter of the Quran. This a very significant chapter in Al-Quran, in the history of Islam, in the history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the last two chapters entitled Al-Mu'awwadhat Thani, the two surahs that seek the refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that begins with Qul. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, as Allah said over 300 times in Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, say, a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Say, O Muhammad, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of creation, the Lord of the dawn. Min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge with the Lord of the dawn from the evil, sharr, that He has created. In this surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it by saying, min sharri hasidin idha hasad. I seek refuge with the Lord of the dawn from the evil of the envious one when they practice envy. This is what we want to talk about today. And the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahasadu, do not envy one another. And finally, the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iyyakum wal hasad, beware of envy. إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَقُولُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Because verily, this envy eats up good deeds. كَمَا like تَقُولُ النَّارُ, that like fire eats up الْحَطَب, firewood. And brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, we want to do two things. One, we must be aware of people who envy us and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from the evil of that person, al-hasidin, is a hasid, the person who envies when he envies. That's number one. And number two, that all of us must be aware, la tahasadu, do not envy one another. And so the second part of the khutbah I want to work on our own selves so that we will not be jealous or envious of our Muslim brother and sister. Inshallah. My dear brothers and sisters, I begin with saying all of our young sisters, Muslim young ladies, who go to school, especially a non-Muslim school, they must read the 113th chapter of the Quran, and they must read it often. Our young girls who go to non-Muslim schools must read this chapter. All of us must read it, especially our young girls who go to non-Muslim schools. Why? Because the most beautiful women in any school are Muslim women. The most beautiful girls in any school are Muslim girls. And because they're so beautiful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside and inside, they're going to receive the envy of people who don't like the fact that our young Muslim girls are dressed like that. And so I say to you parents, who send your children to school, even sending our children to Muslim schools, but especially to non-Muslim schools, they must read this ayat from the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters, I warn you today, in today's khutbah, from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تحسدوا. Do not envy one another. I'm going to take one moment just to explain to you brothers and sisters, according to the lexicon, what envy means. Hasad, what it means. According to the Arabic lexicon, the dictionary, this hasad, some people say envy, some people say jealousy. A better word in the English translation is envy. When someone is hasadal, he envies somebody for the thing that they possess. That is, they dislike the fact that someone has a blessing. And they don't want that person to have the blessing. In addition to that, they want to possess it themselves. This is a hasid, a person who is envious. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحسدوا, do not be envious of one another. This hasid is a person who wants to take wishes that a happiness that you have is transferred to himself. And you want that person to be deprived of that. And so, brothers and sisters, I say to you, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحسدوا, do not be envious of one another. And brothers and sisters, when you get an opportunity, just remember, the first murder that took place on this earth took place because of the envy of a brother for his blood brother. Adam's two sons, one murdered the other one. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his offering, and he didn't accept the other one. And so that person became envious of his own brother, and he killed his brother only because of this feeling of jealousy. It's in the Quran for reason. Who will be the objects? Who will be the envious ones? It might even be in your own family. Number one. Number two. When you get an opportunity, read the 12th surah of the Quran, Surah to Yusuf. Chapter of Joseph, Yusuf, the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the son of a prophet and the grandson of a prophet. This one, his brothers were envious of him because of the love of their father Yaqub, that Yaqub had over Yusuf. And so because of that, they plotted against their own brother. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you, believe me, envy is serious. It's so serious, it can move you to hurt people. And people can assassinate your character because of that envy. And that is that desire to have what you have And to deprive you of that, that person is envious. So brothers and sisters, we should not be that. And I say to you, Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the faithful, she said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he went to bed, he recited this chapter of the Quran, the 113th chapter and the 114th. These two chapters that seek the refuge of Allah, and he took his hands and he wiped them from his head to the bottom of his feet. We should do the same thing at night before we go to bed. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, I leave you with this instructions from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: لا تحسدوا, لا تحسدوا. Do not become envious of one another. I want you to think right now, brothers and sisters, some Muslim that you know that Allah has blessed with something, blessed with money, blessed with a nice home, blessed with nice clothing, blessed with a beautiful wife, blessed with a beautiful husband. But I want you, brothers and sisters, to make dua for that Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help that Muslim. And you yourself do not become envious of that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a blessing to. I leave you with this quotation from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iyakum wa hasad. Beware of envy. This morning I went to a gas station. And as I was sitting there next to the gas pump, I noticed a big sign in red. It said, beware of dog. Beware of dog. And when I read that sign, I immediately became alert. And I started looking for the dog. And I saw one of the biggest dogs I've ever seen. Big teeth. And I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that sign. Because I wanted to put some air in my tire, and the dog was close to where you put the air in. And it's better to see the sign before I see the dog. For the sign prepared me for the dog. So it is, brothers and sisters, the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iyakum, beware, Iyakum wa dhanna, beware suspicion, the Prophet said. Iyakum wal hasad. Beware of jealousy. Sign, beware. Because if you don't beware, something can happen. Iyakum al-hasad. Beware of envy. Why? Innam al-hasad. Fa'in al-hasad. Yakunul hasanat. Because this envy eats up your good deeds. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you, 3 days ago, we witnessed a janazah. The week before that, we witnessed a janazah. Tomorrow, there's going to be another janazah. Next week, next year, going to be another janazah. And soon, will be your janazah. We will be washing your body, because you won't be able to wash your body for yourself. Soon, 100 years from now, I doubt if any of us will be here. All of us will be in the grave, some sooner than others. Who knows when? But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you die, the only thing that remains with you are your deeds, good deeds and bad deeds. That's the only thing. All your wealth, your family, your wives, your children, your furniture, your car, all of that is gone, left with you, left. And the only thing that remains with you in the grave are your deeds, good deeds and bad deeds. Brothers and sisters, I say to you today, begin to mount good deeds for yourself. Hasanat. Now, whenever you make salat, you are adding to your pounds of hasanat. Storing the good deeds. Whenever you give sadaqah, you're storing the good deeds. Whenever you come to the masjid with no money, but come with a beautiful smile for your brother and your sister, you are storing hasanat. You don't have much to give, but you say, assalamu alaikum, you are storing the hasanat. Anytime you refrain from doing evil, you are storing the hasanat. Anytime you read Quran, you are storing the hasanat. Anytime you make dua for your brother and sister, you are storing the hasanat. Yes, brothers and sisters, those brothers who come to the masjid and stand security, storing up hasanat. Those brothers who come to answer the phone, those who give out da'wah material, are storing up the hasanat. And brothers and sisters, I want you to imagine that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a mountain of hasanat. And accept and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this hasanat, these good deeds from you. I pray to Allah, every one of you will come to Allah with mountains of hasanat, larger than the mountain of Uhud. Do it now! Because the day comes when you're under the grave, you can add no more hasanat. Now is the day, Yawm al-Jum'ah, today, before you leave this masjid, today, add up and store up the hasanat for tomorrow. But I warn you, what Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدَ Beware of envy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَكُمُ الْحَسَنَاتِ For envy eats up the good deeds. And brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so good in his explanation of things. He didn't leave it like that. He put a simile to clarify it more. He said, because envy eats up good deeds. Kama like yakulu naru al-hatam. Like fire eats up firewood. Brothers and sisters, do you ever see fire eat up firewood? Eat it up quickly. And before you know it, all your deeds are gone. Brothers and sisters, beware. Do not be envious of your brother and your sister. Whatever gift I have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not be envious. I say to you sisters, you may see a sister who's married to what you believe to be a good brother. You don't know the child of that sister being married to that brother. Some sisters say, oh, if I was only married to the messenger of Allah, that would mean that you would be the mother of the faithful. You know, brothers and sisters, according to the Quran, the wives of the prophet receive a double reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But guess what? When they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go against Islam and go against the messenger of Allah, likewise, they receive a double punishment. And so, brothers and sisters, I say to you, in my conclusion, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا حَسَدَ إِلَى سِفْنَتَيْنِ There is no envy except two. Meaning, it is only permissible to have hasada, and wait a minute, here hasada has a little bit different meaning, because hasada has two meanings. One is, as I explained to you, someone has a ni'mah, a blessing from Allah, you want it. And not only do you want it, you don't want that person to have it. You begrudge them having it. Why should that person get all that respect? And you see, brothers and sisters, the older you get, the more susceptible you might become to jealousy and envy. For instance, a young man comes along. We've been in the masjid for many years, soldiering, working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe tomorrow a young man comes, younger than all of us. But yet maybe this young man knows more Quran than us, fears Allah more than us, and then he becomes our imam. Some older people may not be able to take it. I've been around all these years, and who is this young man coming to take my place? Dangerous. Iyakum wa hasada. Beware of envy.
I don't think that he deserves this honor that he gets, this respect that he gets.
Beware of envy, because all these good deeds that you have, maybe your envy will cause you to wipe them away. Why? Because you're going to do something. You're going to stand in the way of that young man that maybe Allah has gifted him to help the Ummah. But because of your envy, you may one day plot to kill him, and if not physically, maybe you will hurt him in another way. Beware. Beware of envy. Check your heart. Oh no, I have nothing against my brother. He's a good brother. And so, brothers and sisters, I say to you, beware of the Jews. What did you say, Imam Siraj? I said, beware of the Yahud. Why? Because they are jealous and envious of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters, you don't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored the Yahud in past. They had prophet after prophet. They had many of them. They had the Qibla to Jerusalem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the Qibla from Jerusalem to Mecca. And the Jews realized they blew it. But now Allah raised somebody else now. The Arabs. And they hate it. And they know Muhammad as they even know their own sons. They know Muhammad. But they refuse to obey because of envy and jealousy. What will they do? They will kill. Yes. They will kill the Muslims. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to make dua against the Jews. Imam Siraj, they're going to take this and use it against you. I know they will. But I know the reality, brothers and sisters. إِلَكُمُ الْحَسَدَ. You be aware very much of envy. Don't envy your brother. Make dua for your brother and your sister in Islam. But the Prophet said, you can have this hasada with a slight disinheating. Here, لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا سِحْنَيْنِ It's this فِي إِسْنَتَيْنِ Only two envies that are permissible. It means, not envy in a real sense, but it means that you admire what they have. You don't want Allah to take it from them, but you want it too. This is okay. This is good. For instance, tomorrow, inshallah, at 5 o'clock, we're going to start going to Boys and Girls High School. Inshallah, I'll be there. One of the things I want to see is our brothers in the martial arts. I love to see them. And when I see our Ali Abdul Karim in martial arts, I admire that. Man, he's good. And I can't wait tomorrow to watch how he moves like fluid. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a man in the martial arts. And so we have brothers in our ranks, Mustafa and Asti and others coming up the same way, training to defend the faith, and I admire that. Or you see a Muslim who recites Quran in a beautiful way, you admire that. You're not envious. You're not begrudging that person because Allah blessed them with talent. I love Muhammad to recite the Adhan. I look for Muhammad on Fridays. Where's Muhammad? I look for Muhammad. Why? Because he got beautiful voice. I wish I can call the Adhan like Muhammad. I can't call the Adhan like that. I love to hear my brother recite Arabic to the others. In the Arabic language, a brother born in America. I love that. I admire that. This is not hafid. This is good. But the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even that, the real desire that you should have is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person the ability to recite the Quran. Not only does he recite it, but he recites it in the prayer, in the day, and in the night. Desire that. Not only that, Allah gives someone wealth. Desire wealth? No.
Desire what the person does with the wealth. What does he do? He gives the wealth out to all around him according to what is right. Desire that.
And brothers and sisters, this is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. I say, brothers and sisters, I want you to recite, especially the last two chapters of the Quran. If you don't know it, we had brothers here, Brother Adu, Brother Uthman, Brother Abdul Malik and others, starting today, will help you to learn it, to memorize it, to recite it. And others, we want to recite these two chapters every day, brothers and sisters, because it's dangerous. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, there are people out there who have the ability to put spells on you. I'm telling you, put magic on you. You brother, astaghfirullah, brother, how can you believe that? If you read Quran, you will believe it. If you read hadith, you will believe it. You will know that they put a spell on the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet in a dream how to fight against that magic that was put on him. And Jibril told him where to go from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, there are wicked people out there who put spells on you to get a piece of your hair, to do something to you. I don't say this to make you afraid. I say this to make you afraid of Allah. Because they have no power except you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to make dua to Allah. Recite the 113th chapter of the Quran. Have faith in what Allah said in the Quran. Who heals you? Allah heals you. And we believe in what Allah says, so we read the last two chapters of the Quran and we do what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did and we wipe it over. Why? I don't know why. But I believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You believe in magic? No, I believe in Allah. But magic is real. So brothers and sisters, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ حَسَدٍ مِنْ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ مِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ مِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Seek refuge in Allah from the evil of the envious one when they envy. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدَ. Beware of envy. Beware of it. Start creeping your heart. What? Check your heart. What's the feeling I got against my brother? Oh, wait a minute. Check my heart. Check my heart. Because all my good deeds that I have, I don't want them to go away. I don't want to stand before Allah with a mountain of good deeds, and I don't want to lose one. So I don't want to have a bad feeling about my brother. Today, this is the Imam Siraj wa Haj. Tomorrow, to someone else. Don't envy the brother. Help the brother. Help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إياكم والفن. إياكم والحسد. فإن الحسد يقولون حسنات كما تعلون كما تأكلون نار حسد. والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وصلى الله عليه وسلم كثيرا.